an excerpt from The Burnout Society by Byung-Chul Han, published in 2010. It is not the imperative only to belong to oneself, but the pressure to achieve that causes exhaustive depression. It is not the imperative only to belong to oneself, but the pressure to achieve that causes exhaustive depression. And once more with feeling. It is not the imperative only to belong to oneself, but the pressure to achieve that causes exhaustive depression. Unsure about you, but I have been one of the many that has experienced what could be called exhaustive depression or burnout. I'm definitely not alone. I think there's probably at least one of you who's been in this boat. At least. Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the party. I picked today's quote, today's thought, today's words, today's whatever, because it reminded me of the last stanza from Black Oaks that I can't get out of my head. And to tell the truth, I don't want to let go of the wrists of idleness. I don't want to sell my life for money. I don't even want to come in out of the rain. There's that pull that exists in the stanza that also exists, I think, in this idea that Byung-Chul Han is trying to capture here, where it feels like the writer of Black Oaks, the imperative to belong to oneself is being in nature and being in the rain, but there's this pressure to achieve that exists. And there's another stanza that says, "Listen, ambition says, nervously shifting her weight from one boot to another, why don't you get going?" And that pressure to achieve is the "why don't you get going?" And a lifetime of "why don't you get going" eventually culminates in burnout. It has to. It's the only logical conclusion of continuing to push and to push and to push. And it's really fucking hard to get out of. It's brutal to get out of, but it is possible. I don't know what those steps look like for you if you're currently in an exhaustive depression or in a burnout or in some combination of mental health, stress, pressures, whatever it is. But there is a way out, and I know you'll find it. I know you will. If you need help, let me know. I'm always here. I'm always here to listen to you. I'm not just here to talk at you 5 days a week. If something's weighing on you, reach out to me. I'll do whatever I can to help you get out of your hole. All right, friends. Put on your sunscreen. Drink your water. I couldn't remember which one came first this morning, hence that little pause. But yeah, SPF, H2O, be kind to yourselves. And yeah, really be kind to yourself. Pause on that for a sec. Self-compassion always. Self-forgiveness always. And be kind to each other, especially when others are trying to practice their own loving kindness and self-compassion too. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another kind of quiet, contemplative day. I don't know. It's what I'm feeling right now. If you're not feeling it, I'm so sorry. We'll figure it out. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.